A snapshot of the U.S. economy shows rising confidence across a broad sector of industries.
Consumers are spending, businesses are investing, we're getting some support from government, the global economy outside of some issues in Europe appears to be doing well. And so we're seeing job gains across industries, and that means we're seeing good job numbers, and more importantly, we're seeing stronger wage growth.
That means consumers have more money to spend for the goods and services that companies sell. U.S. President Donald Trump was quick to take credit.
We have reached yet one more historic milestone with 3.8% unemployment just announced and another all-time record low African-American unemployment, Hispanic unemployment at an all-time low in history. We're very honored by that.
But it may be too soon to celebrate. Economists say recent moves by the Trump administration to raise tariffs on steel and aluminum imports could hurt economic growth and jobs.
This is injecting a whole new round of uncertainty in the business environment that, frankly, the business community didn't bargain for and doesn't want to see.
Higher tariffs make supplies and prices for commodities less certain, which Hamrick says can wreak havoc on business plans. But Fauché says until the tariffs become law, the threat of a trade war is just posturing.
Obviously, some industries in the United States will benefit from tariffs. So if we see in tariffs on imported steel and aluminum steel producers may hire a bit more. But there are other industries that are going to be hurt, industries that use these imported goods. So I think that on the whole, it's probably likely to be a small net negative for employment in the U.S.
But there are other worries on the horizon. The U.S. economy has been growing for 9 years, now one of the longest expansions in U.S. history. And economists say what goes up must come down.
Our just-completed survey of private economists at Bankrate indicated that the vast majority believe that a recession will be seen in the next 3 years.
While there are few signs of an imminent recession, some economists say rising inflation, higher interest rates, and the potential for a global trade war could trigger the next downturn, erasing much of the confidence consumers and businesses are enjoying today. Millar Sega for VOA News, Washington.